You're listening to Vatican Radio. Promoting reconciliation and dialogue in a divided and wounded world is a top priority for the Society of Jesus under its new leader, Venezuelan Father Arturo Sosa, the first non-European to be elected as the Jesuit Superior General. Father Sosa held a press conference on Tuesday to discuss his election last week by Jesuits from around the world who are meeting in Rome for their 36th General Congregation.
Sono sereno. Molto sorpreso.
Serene, surprised, grateful and ready to respond with joy to the challenges currently being discussed by the Jesuits, holding their 36th General Congregation since the order was founded by St. Ignatius of Loyola nearly five centuries ago. Speaking at the Jesuit headquarters just down the road from St. Peter's Basilica, Father Sosa thanked especially his predecessor, Father Adolfo Nicolas, who will be returning as a missionary to the Philippines to serve as spiritual director of the East Asian Pastoral Institute. Responding to journalists' questions, the new Jesuit leader discussed the political crisis in his home country, Venezuela, where he said the government of President Maduro and the opposition have failed to build bridges of dialogue. The nation's dependence on declining oil revenues and the lack of political agreement has left the nation in a situation of serious suffering, he said. Asked about priorities for the order over the coming years, Father Sosa said these are currently under discussion by delegates at the ongoing General Congregation, representing almost 17,000 Jesuits across the globe. However, he pointed to key issues of interfaith dialogue, tackling poverty, working with migrants and refugees, which emerged as priorities during the previous General Congregation back in 2008.
Reconciliation.
All Christians are called to work for reconciliation, Father Sosa said, though that can often seem like an impossible task in a world dominated by finance, the illegal arms trade and human trafficking. Yet the two pivotal goals of the Jesuits, he stressed, are to uphold the faith of the Church and to deepen an understanding of the world through research and education. Formation, he insisted, continues to be a priority in order to be able to witness to the gospel and to work for justice within the political, economic, social and cultural context of our times. Father Sosa was also asked how he felt about the nickname the Black Pope, given to the Jesuits because of their plain black cassocks, but also on account of the power they were seen to wield within the Church in the early centuries of their existence. He replied that he didn't like the name much since Jesuits today seek to serve rather than to be in the front line, even if there are some 70 Jesuit bishops as well as the first Jesuit pope. Members of the order make a special vow of obedience to the pope, he concluded, so that they can best serve the Church wherever and in whatever way that service is required.
The idea is to be an organization, the Society of Jesus, that can help the Church where and doing what the Church needs. And who is going to determine what are the needing of the Church? The Pope. So the Society of Jesus has an obedience to the Pope to better serve the Church and humanity.
From the Jesuit headquarters in Rome, I'm Philippa Hitchin.